If you're only going to make one basket in a championship game, make sure it's the game winner. And two schools win regional titles for the very first time. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Rockford's Grace Lions had a team-high 23 points in a 65-42 win over Detroit Renaissance in the Division I girls basketball semifinals. So it was a bit of a surprise that in the championship game against West Bloomfield, she was held scoreless for the first 31 minutes and 20 seconds of action. But the three-pointer she hit with 40 seconds left was a big one. Trailing by one, Rockford swung the ball around to Lions, who hit the game winner.
Anna wide pitch over to Alyssa. Spin move back up top to Anna. Grace Lyons, three-point try on the way, and she drains it. What a great time for Grace Lyons to hit a three, and then a turnover for West Bloomfield as they push the action out of bounds.
That was Carolyn Binder of the MHSAA Championship Network with the call. Lions would hit two free throws with a second left, cementing the win. Rockford beat the defending champion Lakers of West Bloomfield 40-28 in the D1 Finals. In Division 2, Lansing Catholic knocked off Frankenmuth 43-29 to win the title. Playing in front of the biggest crowd of Championship Day, the Cougars jumped out to an 11-0 lead and never looked back. Twin sisters Leah and Anna Richards led the way for Lansing Catholic, as Leah had 16 and Anna had 14. For more on both of these championship games, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Jeremiah Palmer of Niles Brandywine. He scored 14 in a regional final win over Centerville. It's Brandywine's first ever basketball regional championship. Rochester Adams also won its first regional championship as Peter Cardasis scored 29 in a victory over Clarkston. And to Grand Blanc's R.J. Taylor, he scored 20 in a 59-58 overtime win over Mount Pleasant. Grand Blanc has played in the last two D1 title games and hopes to make it to the Breslin Center for a third straight trip.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Back to the Breslin Center in the MHSAA girls basketball finals. In Division 3, Hemlock beat Blissfield 59-43 to win its first girls basketball title. Reagan Finkbeiner led Hemlock in scoring in the title game with 19, and she led them in their semifinal win over Hart with 24. Blissfield was playing in the title game 50 years after playing in the very first MHSAA Class C girls title game. And in Division 4, Glen Lake beat Baraga 60-43 in the championship game. Maddie Bradford had 28 for the Lakers. Ruby Hogan added 19. Glen Lake cruised to the finals by beating Adrian Lenaway Christian 49-31 in the semis. Baraga avenged last year's semifinal loss to Fowler by knocking off those same Eagles this year in the semifinals. Stats, stories, recaps, and more from a wild weekend at the Breslin Center are all at MHSAA.com. And that will do it for another season of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. It's a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we will be back in August for the start of the 2023-24 school year.